Casper has begun banning grass clippings and other yard waste from the trash that goes into their landfill. Officials expect it to save the city tens of thousands of dollars, but people who are into living green are very excited, too. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez reports.
Hear that? That's the sound of Casper saving money. Okay, it's the sound of a mulch mower. Casper Parks Department employee Ryan Pryor is cutting the grass in Mike Cedar Park on a sunny afternoon. The mower looks like a typical ride-on, but it doesn't have a bag collecting clippings. The mulch mower chops the clippings into tiny particles and deposits them back into the grass, fertilizing the lawn. That means the grass the Parks Department cuts doesn't take up valuable space in Casper's landfill. The city has to install an expensive liner in each of the landfill's cells and then stack trash and cover it up every day, so space is money. Yard waste makes up about 18% of what goes into the landfill, so on May 1st, Casper initiated its gradual ban on putting it in your garbage can. Cindy Langston is the city's director of solid waste.
Yard waste is the easiest thing for us to divert, and we get a big bang for our buck. We're getting 4 to 5 tons more grass out of the landfill with the yard waste that's being diverted on the Thursday trash route right now.
Cheyenne implemented a similar yard waste ban almost a decade ago. Both cities operate compost yards to reuse the biodegradable waste that comes in. Casper has banned yard waste from the Thursday trash route this year and plans to have the ban in place citywide within 5 years. By then, the city should be able to divert more than 18,000 tons of waste per year, saving more than $62,000 annually.
When this comes into your part of the neighborhood, you need to remember not to put your grass and your flowers and your leaves and your branches in that trash container.
Instead, you can haul all that, don't forget to separate the branches out, to the landfill for no charge. If you don't want to make the trip, you can arrange for the city to pick up your grass clippings and leaves in a separate container for $10 a month. The city will pick up all residents' bundled branches once a month at no additional charge. It all comes here, to the compost yard by the landfill. Mountains of discarded tree branches stand in view of giant heaps of wood chips of varying grain sizes. Behind the hills of sod and manure hauled in from the fairgrounds, the city's compost specialist, Clint Sparger, drives a bulldozer over some fresh asphalt where he'll make the next few hundred yards of compost.
We mix it together in a windrow, use the downsized wood chips and the green grass and the leaves and a little bit of manure in with it. And then we water all that up real good and air it up with our turner we have. And then it heats up and cooks down and makes a nice compost.
The city uses the compost and wood chips in its landscaping, and commercial operations can fill up the bed of a pickup truck with it for about $18. Residents who haul their yard waste can request a voucher for free compost or wood chips in exchange. Cindy Langston says about half of the people who haul yard waste in take advantage of that program. According to city surveys, about half of Casper residents support yard waste diversion. Only about 1% complained about having to pay for grass pickup or haul it themselves.
Look. Better put it in there. Good job.
Across town, Casper resident and organic gardener Jean Proctor looks on as her daughter and granddaughter pull weeds and rocks from her backyard garden, where she'll grow melons and tomatoes this summer. She hasn't been affected by the yard waste ban yet, but loves that it goes into compost that residents can use.
I think that's awesome. I seriously do, because we haven't really got a compost pile started. Most people don't have a composter or chipper shredder, and so it's a real need for gardeners to use that service that they have. I think it's awesome.
Solid Waste Director Cindy Langston is proud of the compost and wood chip program, but she wouldn't mind seeing less yard waste coming in altogether. She's really pushing mulch mowing, encouraging residents to switch up their lawnmower blade, ditch the collection bag, and send the tiny grass particles back into the soil.
Anytime that you can actually not generate a waste, it's actually better for the environment. If you look at recycling, which compost is recycling, you're actually spending fuel to go to the landfill, and then we're spending fuel to actually compost it and labor. So there's a lot of energy and resources used to recycle and get it back into the stream.
Langston swears mulch mowing often and properly does not leave stray blades of grass all over your lawn. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Martinez.